Now, it is time for the sports news, and here's Des Cahill.
We're going to look ahead to the hurling quarterfinals on you in a few moments. But first, last night's golf. World number one Scottie Scheffler hit an opening round 62 to tie the lead at the Travellers Championship. But Rory McIlroy is right in the mix. He's just two shots behind. Aaron Eckroat is tied with Scheffler on 8 under par. But McIlroy continued his return to form with a great round of 6 under par 64. Shane Lowry, though, 2 over. He's tied for 60th place. And Leona Maguire has made a good start at the Women's PGA Championship in Texas. She finished her first round on level par, 4 shots behind the leader, Gino Tittical of Thailand. In rugby, the British and Irish Lions kick off their summer with one of the toughest matches they'll face over the next couple of months. They're playing Argentina in Dublin tonight. 3 Irish internationals named in the Lions starting team, Munster's Tadhg Byrne and the Connacht pair, Bundy Aki and Finlay Beelam. 3 others, Ronan Kelleher, Tadhg Furlong and Mac Hansen, are on the bench. A lot of disquiet about the cost of tickets for this. We'll hear more about that later in the programme. It's averaging kind of €190 a ticket if you want to go with buy a pair of tickets, so it's deemed very expensive. In soccer news, the Club World Cup in the USA saw Lionel Messi score a trademark 20-yard free kick as Inter Miami beat Porto 2-1 last night. Brazilian side Palmeiras beat Al Ahly 2-0. It's also a very busy night in the League of Ireland Premier Division. It's top against bottom, where the league leaders Shamrock Rovers host Cork City in Talla. Second place Bohemians go to Waterford. In the other games, it's Drogheda versus Sligo Rovers. Galway United host St Patrick's Athletic. And Shelburne meet Derry City at Talca Park. Well, Paul Curry joins us now. And Paul, I suppose the big question now is anybody going to stop Shamrock Rovers at this stage?
Morning, Des. Yeah, Shamrock Rovers are in absolutely flying form. I mean, the recent performances and results have been very impressive. And even on Monday night when they went behind against Drogheda, showed great composure and strength and depth off the bench to bring that game back and win that game 2-1. So they've opened up a massive gap at the top of the Premier Division. They're 9 points clear. They play Cork City tonight, like you mentioned. And I don't suspect, Des, they'll have any problems there. I would suspect that it'd probably be a pretty straightforward result for Shamrock Rovers. So you're looking at the rest of the league table and wondering whether or not any of the sides are going to be able to bridge that gap at the top of the table. Shells and Pats are 12 points back. Drogheda are 11. I just think all of those sides are too far back to get in touching distance of Shamrock Rovers. So you're really looking at Bowes being the only team, Des, in my eyes, that can maybe put up a bit of a challenge to Shamrock Rovers. They've won 8 of their last 10 games, and it feels like they're going to have to sustain that sort of form in order to keep in touching distance of Shamrock Rovers. They travel to Waterford tonight, who have struggled a little bit since John Coleman has gone in there. Some of the results haven't been brilliant. Performances haven't been too bad, and it's by no means a gimme for Bowes, but you feel like, Des, they need to go to Waterford tonight, pick up 3 points. That would keep them 9 points behind before they play Shamrock Rovers on Monday. So a huge 4 or 5 days within the league. If the gap opens up anymore, you can almost start putting one hand on the league title for Shamrock Rovers.
Okay, Paul Curry, thanks for joining us this morning. Well, in Gaelic games, we're going to preview a busy football programme later on, but next, to look ahead to the weekend quarterfinals, here's Donlough Cusack.
Good morning, Des. The microwave season continues hurling nation on a restricted diet. 2 quarters tomorrow, nothing on Sunday. First up, Dublin get a chance to flip the table if they could take down the heavyweights in Limerick. Hurling nation really wants to be optimistic. Dublin have had some great half hours in this championship, but they've had a few fairly mediocre 70 minutes. After a good start against 3 teams you'd expect Dublin to beat, but wouldn't be too shocked if they didn't, the second half against Kilkenny was a mix of skill and grit. It was tempting to say that even with football weighing heavy on the capital, there surely must be enough hurlers to win Dublin and All-Ireland before the world ends. Then, Dublin played Galway and it was back to the same old story. Dublin hurling needs a performance tomorrow. Since 2013, the county seems to be just going through a series of rebuilds. Limerick will be more familiar with Croke Park and won't be startled by a big crowd. Dublin have to learn how to cope with a good team in a broader space than Parnell Park. Crummy has the size to keep Hagerty company. Rian McBride's return in recent games might give the option to ask Conor Burke to track Keane Lynch. But there's a long list of questions to be asked after that. Can Dublin find ways to use the speed of players like Brian Hayes? Can they aggressively smother Limerick often enough to force turnovers? Can they score enough goals to rock Limerick? Down the years, there's been a few times when we've thought we've smelled weakness in Limerick. Suspensions, injuries, fatigue or whatever. And surely, Masfada and Law, Tiganiha. But they've always come back. They're seldom surprised, rarely ambushed. They'll roll on tomorrow. The other quarter looks promising. Tip and Galway are connected by more than the short border this year. two counties who produce great hurlers and great underage teams, but too often underdeliver. Since the late 80s, there's been an edge between the pair of them. In recent years, the power has shifted to Galway. They played three All-Ireland semi-finals in a row from 15 to 17. Tip won the middle one, but only a point separated the teams in all three games. Galway won the last two meetings in 20 and 23, both by 2 points. If we were to pick a winner tomorrow on the basis of highlight reels, we'd go for Tip. In Galway, Micheál Donoghue has turned over lots of rocks looking for new hurlers. There are flashes of talent, you can see his plan, but the two poor performances against Kilkenny are hard to forget. Goals have been hard to come by also. One goal in two games versus Kilkenny, conceded 6. One goal over the course of the games against Dublin and Wexford, conceded 5. It's difficult to imagine a Galway team turning in a meek and mild performance against Tip. We don't know enough yet about the true character of these two teams, but if you want to pick a winner, you'd have to go with form. Allow Tip some leeway for the disastrous start against Cork, and you see them drawing with Limerick and beating Clare and Waterford. They have forwards, young and old, who know the smell of blood and water. Tip to escape and fight another day.
All right, thanks for that, Donal. In athletics, Mark English and Sarah Healy are both in action in the Diamond League event in Paris tonight. And it's day 4 of the Royal Ascot Race meeting. Yesterday, a wonderful day for the Irish. Every single winner was Irish bred. Trawlerman went one better than last year to win the Gold Cup in a track record time under a great ride from William Buick. We've two more huge races today, the Commonwealth Cup and the Coronation Stakes. And there's also racing at home in Down Royal. It's all royal.
There you go. Thanks, Daz.